proclamation number 6421 dated the December 10th, 1955. Heartfelt contact with God. Inner voice. You should listen to your inner voice after a heartfelt prayer to me. Then you can also be certain that you are on the right path. For then it is my voice which will be speaking to you, advising and guiding you as is right for you. Someone who contacts me more frequently, who won't do anything without having commended himself to me, who always enters into dialogue with me and asks for my blessing, will also do what is right, because I then will guide him myself and always convey the right thoughts to him, so that his way of life consequently complies with my will too. Yet this is questionable when you exclude me from your thoughts, when you deem yourselves able to do everything yourselves, when you live your life without God, then I often have to let you fail, so that you will take the path to me again because you realize your weakness. Irrespective of how powerful you seem to be, how abundantly you are endowed with earthly abilities, it will not influence your earthly life. Instead, it will take place according to my wise judgment, and therefore you will often find yourselves in situations where your own abilities will not get you anywhere, where you have to take refuge with me in order to overcome them. Although even then you can still refuse, but you would do well to take the path to me. For I myself thereby entice you to contact me, whom you would otherwise forget. And thus there will still be many difficulties in store for you, and you all should ask yourselves why your God and Creator allows this to happen to people. You should not believe that only people's actions alone create conditions which appear almost unbearable. You should also think of the one who is Lord over heaven and earth, and who allows this to happen. And you should ask yourselves why I allow such things to come over you. I could divert at any time what is caused by human will, or by virtue of my might reverse its effect. I could and also will do so where I am called upon with sincere faith for help in this adversity. But I nevertheless allow people to experience great hardship because they should take the path to me, which they haven't walked for a long time already. Without me they will lapse into utter weakness, but with me they will be able to overcome even the most difficult situation, and this is what people should experience. My own as well as those who make the attempt to appeal to me in utmost distress. For they will be helped, often miraculously. But the former, too, will realize that they are completely without strength because they rely on themselves and don't believe they need me. I want to reveal myself to people, for their benefit but also for their downfall. For anyone who even then doesn't want to recognize me will be lost for an infinite time. Don't rely on your own strength, it will not suffice for what will come your way. Turn to me beforehand already and appeal to me to give you strength. I will not deny it to anyone who thinks of me in the hour of need. But blessed are those who always carry me in their heart. They will not need to fear the approaching time of hardship, for I will protectively keep my hands over them, and no matter where they go, they will be escorted by guides guarding them and smoothing their every path. But there will be a storm, which will devastate everything. It will awaken many sleepers and fearfully make them wonder whether they will be able to escape it. Yet whatever happens, it is my will or my permission in order to give those on the wrong path a lost opportunity of return. They all can still turn to me in the lost hour, and they will truly never need to regret it. For I accept everyone who tries to approach me. I will extend my hands to him which he only needs to grasp for me to be able to draw him to my fatherly heart. For you cannot become blessed without me. That is why you should take the path to me, who wants to provide you with everlasting beatitude. Amen.